Social media manager with Sportsnet, Kaylee Sibley, is our guest on the podcast this week. Kaylee, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm so glad we were able to connect and make this happen. I threw out, hey, who should I have on the podcast when I go to Toronto? And that was a few weeks ago. And Carly J, who was my guest on the podcast last week, said the only person you need is Kaylee Sibley. So it just didn't work out because you were like enjoying Florida at the time, right?
I was there for spring training, enjoying some sunshine.
That sounds like a rough gig.
Yeah, tough life.
So how long have you been working with Sportsnet for?
So this is actually my 10th season. I measure it in season. So I guess 9 years, 10th NHL season. I started literally the day before the 2014-15 NHL season started. So it's been a while.
So are you, you went to school for this, obviously, right?
Kind of. I went to school. I did like the radio and television program at Ryerson. I wanted to work in sports. I thought I wanted to be on air. Social media wasn't really like, I mean, it was like a thing. Everyone had kind of like Facebook, like Instagram was kind of becoming popular. Same with Twitter, but it wasn't really like anything I thought would be a job. And then I wanted to work in sports broadcasting. It's so funny. Like the year after I graduated, the radio and television arts program had like created a sports media program, which would have been amazing. But so I thought I wanted to be on air. And then once I started working in social, I kind of loved it. And it's been 10 years, but honestly, like every season has been so different because social media has changed so, so much. So yeah, it's kind of gone by quick.
It's just ever evolving. Hey, it's just, there's no consistency to social media whatsoever.
Yeah, no, there's always something new. So good.
So what's been some of your like highlights of stuff you got to cover? I know this is like 9 years or 10 seasons of coverage I'm asking about, but are there like standout moments?
I mean, I worked the entire Raptors 2019 season, like when they won the championship. So that for me is always a highlight. Like I was there, like we had a much smaller social team then, and for a lot of that season I was a social team of one, so it really meant I got to go to everything. So I was there like the press conference when Kawhi and Danny Green were introduced, and Kawhi did the fun guy thing and like his laugh, which was, I was there in person, which was awesome. And that home opener and DeMar's return, and then yeah, the playoffs started, and like I'm a Toronto sports fan, so I'm not used to like the playoffs just kept going. They just kept not losing. So I was there for like the shot. I got to be on the road when they won the championship. I got soaked in champagne in the locker room after. Like that for me is always like my number one career highlight at Sportsnet. And I mean, I'm a big hockey fan, so anytime I get to work any kind of hockey, I've done some Stanley Cup finals lately, Leafs playoffs, they made the second round last year. I was like in Maple Leaf Square with all the fans for that. And All-Star weekends are really fun. It was super special having it in Toronto this year, which was awesome. And yeah, but definitely Raptors 2019, that's my number one.
Oh, no kidding. So just like a ton of lifelong memories, obviously, you've made.
Yeah, I have like a box of my like credentials just from any time I get to work, like a bigger game or go on the road, that kind of thing. So some pretty special ones.
That's awesome. So traveling around, like any, is the NHL kind of your favorite thing to cover? Obviously, like the Raptors run was amazing, but is NHL like that's your passion?
Yeah, I grew up in a hockey family. I love hockey. It's like my number one sport for sure. Like that's kind of just what I do. Like if I'm at home, I have hockey on. So anytime I get to like travel to watch NHL games, it's kind of a dream come true. I really enjoy working Jays games as well. I've gotten to know a lot of people over on the Jays side just over the years. Some of them used to work for Sportsnet. Some of them I know just from working alongside them for so many years. So those games are a lot of fun to work as well. They have like a little camera pit next to the dugout that we kind of get to work from. So it's pretty cool being there for those. I don't know. I think NHL is definitely my number one, but Jays are a close second.
So in the rink, like in an NHL, in the NHL rinks, tell me which fans are the most passionate and loudest at the game?
Avalanche fans.
Avalanche?
Sure. Yes. I got to work the Stanley Cup final for Lightning Avs the year that the Avs won the Cup. Yeah. I actually wasn't at the game where the cup was handed out because I had a wedding, but I was at the games leading up to it. And I just remember being like, Avalanche fans deserve this. Like, they are so passionate. Like, they have filled the stands before warmups even begin. Like, they start cheering as soon as the players come out for warmups and they don't stop the whole game. Like, I just remember loving the atmosphere there. Like, I had such a good time at those games. Everyone was so nice at those games too. And like, even in comparison, I don't know with Lightning fans, if it was just because they had just won two cups, so they were kind of like too cool maybe, but I was like surprised that they were kind of low key. And then going to Denver for their home games, I was like, oh, this is like really fun. But I also worked Stanley Cup final in Vegas last year, and that was just like phenomenal. And a lot of people say like, it's not really Golden Knights home fans because a lot of people travel into Vegas for the game. So I don't know if it's like people who actually live in Vegas, but Golden Knights fans at a home game is like, it's a show. It's such like a spectacle. It's so fun.
I would love to go to a game there. I love the timing of you talking about the Avalanche. Okay, I have two things to tell you about that. That same year, the NHL and TikTok sent me to the conference final game in Edmonton when the Avalanche beat the Oilers to win.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like four rows up behind the glass on the Avalanche end. And if you look at the picture of them with the trophy, you can actually see me in the background.
That's so awesome. I need to look that up. It's so funny because I actually, the way that I convinced my bosses to send me on the road for the Stanley Cup final that year was for TikTok as well. Because I manage our TikTok account at Sportsnet. And I had this idea that for the home games, we would go live for that team, the home team's warmups, like right along the glass kind of thing. Yeah. So it was really fun. It did really well. Like, it was just kind of like me holding my phone up and showing, you know, the different players doing their warmup routines and trying to like answer fan questions, or they would be like, show me Nathan MacKinnon, show me, you know, whoever. And I would pan to that player. And then my like favorite thing for me personally, it's like also a career highlight that came out of that was I was right on the glass for that Nathan MacKinnon overtime winner where he didn't know that he scored. And so I had this video of him scoring the goal and him kind of like bent over because he didn't think that he scored. And then like the delayed celebration from the team. And then he kind of joins in and Cogliano went and got him the puck. It's like maybe one of my favorite videos I've ever taken for Sportsnet, but it was really cool just to like be in that arena, like along the glass for that and everything. Such a cool year.
That's awesome. The timing of this is so good. I, on Tuesday next week, am going to be at Montreal Canadiens Colorado Avalanche game in Denver.
Nice.
I cannot wait to go down there for it. So yeah, their fans are fun. It's a lot of fun. I love the all the small things sing-along that they do.
Yes. I'm a huge Blink fan, so that for me too is like super cool. So yeah, I like their fans. Like, even I wasn't there for their parade, but they went all out. Like, it just looked like a fun time. So yeah, the Avs are fun and their fans are fun for sure.
Have you been to a Blink concert on the note of Blink 182?
I did. I went last year when they were in Toronto. I think it was like last May, maybe like right around my birthday, something like that. But yeah, it was awesome. They're kind of like a bucket list band. Like, I'd never seen them live before. So definitely like that self-titled album came out when I think I was in grade 7. And it was like my identity for a couple years. Like, I remember putting it in my CD player on the bus to school every day. Like, I loved that album. I know like most people love their older stuff, but for me, that album still hits. I love it.
That's awesome. My wife's a massive Blink fan too. So last year we went to see them in Edmonton, and we got, you've been to the rink in Edmonton, obviously.
Yeah. I've been there.
Have you been in the upper deck of that rink?
No, I've only been for work. So I've been in kind of like I was there for Rogers. So I was in like a suite with some fans.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah,
we got tickets for the concert. I bought them on the pre-sale and we were in the upper deck. So first you take the escalator to nowhere, I called it. It's just the longest escalator I've ever seen that just disappears into the ceiling. And then when you get up there, the stairs are like straight down. So we got to our seats at this concert. And it's so steep that my wife was like, I feel like nauseous up here. So she went to go to the washroom. I got on my phone and I bought tickets in the lower bowl.
Oh my God.
I'm like, no, we're moving down. I got last minute tickets. We moved down. And the guy in front of me said he paid $1,600 a seat on presale, and I got them for $150. So I felt like we made out pretty well.
Oh my
we were
God.
Like six rows up off the side of the stage, and we loved it so much that the next night we went to Calgary and did the same thing. We got into a hotel room and then in an Uber on the way to the stadium bought tickets to see them again.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I try not to go to Scotiabank Arena shows just because they're so big, and usually, like, you know, the bigger the concert, the more expensive the tickets are. But for Blink, we were like, we have to go, and they were incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. Any other like bucket list concerts or anything you want to go to?
Oh, Ariana Grande. Like, with this new album, I'm like already saving for when she announces a tour eventually. My biggest regret was not going to the Sweetener World Tour when she kind of toured for like Sweetener and Thank You Next. So for her, I would probably pay whatever just to be in the building and see her. Yeah. I'm like a huge Ariana Grande fan, but I feel like I've been slowly checking off some bucket list concerts recently. I went to see Lamb of God and Pantera, and I love Lamb of God. I'm like a big Lamb of God fan. They were the openers, so like there are a couple songs that I wanted to hear, but they probably would have played if they were headlining, and that was not the case. But that one was really cool. I saw Parkway Drive last fall too. They're like an Australian metalcore band, I guess, and they were incredible. Like, played the hits. Like, I had such a good time there. And then one of my friends and I, we always wanted to see JoJo, like, you know, like Too Little Too Late or like Leave Get Out. Okay. She's like a pop star girly. Yeah. So we saw her at the Danforth in Toronto. She was amazing as well. So I've been checking some of them off the list.
I love the variety of your music, like from Ariana Grande to Pantera.
Yes, yeah, a little different, but I like it all.
That's awesome. What about like sporting events? Is there you know, something you haven't got to do yet, like a bucket list event you'd like to go to?
So I've worked three or four Stanley Cup finals now, but I have yet to work the actual game when the cup is handed out.
Oh.
So the one year I had a wedding. Last year, I worked the first three games in Vegas and Florida and then came home because I was planning one of my friend's bachelorettes. So I have yet to actually like be along the glass or on the ice like when the cup is handed out. So I'm like hoping this is the year. That's like definitely a bucket list thing for me, just to see kind of the NHL season through to the finish. I think an MLB All-Star game would be really fun as well. Oh, just because... I don't know, seeing like, I don't know, Vladdy in the home run derby would just be like a really fun experience, I think. But I'm pretty grateful. I've gotten to do a lot. I'd never been to a Penguins home game until recently, which was really fun. I went to two back to back in January. And then I just did Arizona. I wanted to see a game at Mullet Arena just to experience it. So I checked that off as well.
Yeah, that's quite the how long do you think before Arizona moves to a new city? Let's get into the real controversial hockey talk now.
Like, I don't know, because, and I know like Elliot was saying on the 32 Thoughts podcast, I think like today, where it's like the NHL is like determined to keep them in Arizona. And I like the Coyotes. I've watched so many Coyotes games over the years. And so I feel like I've listen to this all the time where it's like they're going to be relocated and then something works out in the end, they're going to be relocated. Like, so I honestly don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it every year I'm like, oh, I guess this could be the year, like maybe in the next couple of years they'll relocate, and then like something happens and they don't. But I mean, the fact that they're making it work when they're playing literally in a college arena it's wild. But it was a fun time. I mean, I went for the Leafs game and it was full of Matthews fans, but it was cool. So I have absolutely no idea. I don't know. Like, I'm also like, you like, people are talking about maybe just expansion instead. I truly don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? So are you like born and raised Toronto?
Yeah. Like just outside, but yeah, Toronto.
Yeah.
Like here, so like downtown Toronto forever. So.
Okay, I have to ask you a question then. I went to a Leafs game when I was down a couple of weeks ago. My first time. I actually saw the Leafs in Denver 2 years ago. That was the first time I saw them live. But I went to a game in Toronto and I felt like it was the quietest rink that I have been in. Is this the norm in Toronto?
Who are they playing and were they winning?
They played Vegas. It ended their like 8-game win streak.
Okay. I mean, that could be why. I will say, so Leafs games when they're losing, definitely quiet, which I think is like, that's the problem. Like, you know, you need the fans to like get them into it. But sometimes when like a game is just like hard to watch, it's like really hard to get into it. But I will say when the Leafs are winning, it's very loud. I went when they beat the Penguins 7-0 in December. It was so loud. And I was there to see Sidney Crosby and I wanted to see a Crosby goal. And I was like, I normally would be very happy to watch the Leafs win 7-0 and I'd be joining in. But like, it was, yeah, there. I think Leafs games can be loud. I think it just depends on the situation. The playoffs, they're pretty loud.
Okay. It's just a game I was at then.
I think, yeah, maybe. I mean, it depends on the crowd, I think.
See, I'm a Montreal Canadiens fan. Don't hold that against me as a Leafs fan. But my first game I ever went to, I happened to be in Montreal and this was like the 2004 playoffs and got tickets from a scalper for $60. We were against the back row of the rink. It was Habs and Bruins in the playoffs. And so that was my introduction into an NHL arena, which is, I think, the loudest experience imaginable.
I can imagine. I imagine a Habs Bruins playoff game is like, honestly, that's a bucket list game for me. I think like that rivalry is iconic. So I could see how that would make Leafs games look very quiet in comparison. But like a Leafs Lightning playoff game where the Leafs are winning and Corey Perry's getting kicked out of the game and everyone's booing him, very loud. I will say, very loud.
Fair enough. So what's the timeline for the Leafs here? Like they've got so many great players, but how many years do they have for this cup window?
I have no idea. I'm so bad at playing GM because I'm the kind of hockey fan, I think maybe because I work in social and sometimes you just see so much negativity and it's like, I don't know, man, like I couldn't be a GM. I have no idea. I'm like, give them all the time they need. I feel like every fall and then again, every spring right before playoffs, my hopefulness for the Leafs just like resets. And I'm like, no, we got this. It's fine. I would say like the next couple of years, like we need to have some consistent success. And I think that's the issue is like consistency. It would be nice for Leafs fans to see them consistently making it past the first round. You know, I feel like that's kind of a next step or like some good consistent goaltending that we can rely on. It's like it's hard because anything in the playoffs can happen. We saw that last year with the Panthers and what they did to the Bruins, who had like a record-setting historic season and they booted them in the first round. So I don't know. It's hard. I feel like every year Leafs fans are like, this is it. This is the year. Otherwise we tear it down. We got to trade a big name. We got to get a new coach, like that kind of thing. And it's like, then the new season rolls around and they're like, you know what? I like this core. I like our coach. I like our goalie. Like it is, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Something's got to give for them soon. The way everything's going, they've got the players there. I, you know, even as a Montreal Canadiens fan, I've got a soft spot for Morgan Riley because he played for the Moose Jaw Warriors. So I hope they do something.
Yeah. I don't even know like what the solution is. Like sometimes I'm watching the Leafs and like, even if we're in overtime or like watching our power play and I'm like, look at like our top two lines, like how do we ever lose games when these are our players? Like the fact that like we as Leafs fans get to watch a team that has Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, John Tavares, Morgan Riley, like it's, I don't know, it's crazy to me that we ever lose because they on paper should be so good, but I have no idea what the solution is, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like it's like, yeah, defense, everyone says every year, like consistent goaltending, but it's hard. I mean, you see goaltending steals series in the playoffs. Like we saw that with Bobrovsky last year as well. So I don't know if that's the next step, but
something happened. Will happen eventually.
We'll figure it out. I don't know.
So obviously doing social media, you got to maybe meet players on a little bit of a different plane than people would normally get to. Are there like certain players who you've got to meet and just like have like the greatest personalities once you actually get to meet them off the ice?
Yeah. And it's never who you kind of expect. Like, we always go into events, you know, I love getting to work with Sidney Crosby. For a lot of people my age, he's like the reason why we work in this industry and like why we love hockey so much. Like, he's such a star and he really is such a nice guy, so professional, like very kind and easy to be around kind of thing. But it's always the players that like we least expect. So this year, every September, we go to the NHL Player Media Tour. So it's kind of where we as a social team get to just kind of gather a bunch of content that we'll put out throughout the year. Every team sends like one or two players and they go through like everything with the media. So they'll do 32 thoughts. They'll do our social station. They'll do like power poses for our commercials, like all that kind of stuff. And this year, I think the one player that stood out to all of us who was maybe one of the funniest players I've ever been around was Seth Jarvis from the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
Like, he's a young kid, but he is just like, he was making us all laugh. And Tom Stewart, who's a creator on our team, he's again one of the funniest people I know. And he has this thing that he does is called the hardest interview of your life. So he's like very deadpan and he's just asking these questions that are like a little bit ridiculous. Like, do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in aliens? Like, do crabs think fish can fly? Like, what kind of tree would you be? And for some of the players who are so used to like serious hockey media, it kind of catches them off guard a little bit. And they're like, I don't really know how to act. I don't know how to be funny. I don't know how to answer this. And like, we were all in the room for this Seth Jarvis interview and he went along with it so well. And he was so funny that we laughed out loud. Like, usually when you're kind of behind the scenes, you're supposed to be quiet, but like we were cracking up. It was really awesome. Like Tomáš Hertl, who like he was just traded to the Golden Knights. Yeah. Again, he's like a ray of sunshine, like the nicest player. He's at the Player Media Tour every year and he's so lovely, so nice. So yeah, I feel like I haven't had a negative experience or anything, but sometimes it's just like the players that you don't expect who stand out. I mean, the Tkachuks are also, they're so funny. They're awesome. They really like kind of play it up for the cameras and they're always, we always try to get them together. So it's usually a fun time.
I feel like the NHL is finally getting more personality. I feel like hockey traditionally, it was such like a, you know, oh, you don't do this, you don't do that, you wear your suit to the game. But I feel like over the last years, there's like more personality showing and I think it's needed in the NHL.
Yeah. And I think especially with like I work on TikTok and like that's what I need for our TikTok channel. Like, I need those moments where the players are being funny or they're showing their true selves, that kind of thing. And I think there's like two types of players. There's the Sidney Crosbys and the John Tavareses who are like pretty buttoned up. You know, they're like similar age and they kind of have similar backgrounds and they're just like very, they're the captains, they're professional, like they're not going to say no if you ask them like different questions, like they're very nice. But then there's kind of the younger players like the Cale Makars, the Brady Tkachuks, the Seth Jarvises, who are just like, they'll ham it up because they know that's what the fans want to see and like that's their actual personality and they have some fun with it. And yeah, they give the game a bit more personality and I think it just makes everything more fun for everyone and it gives people someone to root for as well. Like, if you don't really know the Carolina Hurricanes but you saw this funny video of Seth Jarvis, maybe you're going to watch, you know, the Hurricanes the next time they're in Toronto, or, you know, Brady Tkachuk could, you know, get the next generation of Sens fans into it, that kind of thing. So it's definitely needed and it's a lot of fun.
I feel like I love getting to see the personalities of the players and then it's starting to come out on the ice. Like, who doesn't, I obviously growing up a Habs fan, I don't like the Bruins, but who doesn't love the like goalie hug at the end of the game, right?
Like, that is my favorite. Yeah,
that's become such a thing. Or when the Hurricanes, I don't know if they still do, they still do the surge in
storm surge in Carolina?
Yeah,
and it's like so charming. They had their mom's trip and they brought their moms out on the ice to do the storm surge with them. I went to a Bruins game in January and I was like right along the glass for the goalie hug and I just like told security, I was like, I need to get a really good video of the goalie hug because like even like our followers on social, like they love it. And it's like, it's such a wholesome tradition. Like, it's so nice. I know I live in Toronto, but I love the Bruins. I think they have so much personality. I think they're so fun. I was a big Bergeron fan as well before he retired. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's those little moments that like humanize the game, and they just give everyone, like even the casual fan, like someone to root for and something to look forward to. So if you're a new Bruins fan and like you look forward to the goalie hug, and like, why wouldn't you? It's such a nice little moment. And yeah.
And I love that that stuff's happening, because I feel like it was not long ago when Carey Price and PK Subban were doing the triple low five, which eventually got shut down by management. And it's like, let them do it. The fans love it.
The fans love it.
And it's good to see it growing.
For the fans, like all of this is for the fans. It is a game. It's entertainment. I mean, just, you know, let them shine. Let them have their little fun. And it just like makes it just better for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So were you, have you got to work with the NHL social media team too then?
Yeah, we actually, we work pretty closely with them. They have kind of two, like a team in New York, because obviously a lot of the teams are USA based, and they have Toronto offices as well. So we work pretty closely with them.
Oh, that's awesome. Neil down in the New York office, like what a great guy, hey?
Yeah, no, Neil's super cool. I work with him. He does a lot of like creator stuff and like a lot of their live event coverage. So anytime I'm like working a game in the States, I generally see him. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, we were in, we went to my family, actually. My wife's from Massachusetts. So we went into New York City just before Christmas. And I'm like, I'm just going to send him a message and tell him we're in town. He invited us up, gave us a tour of the office, like, I asked my son after our trip, like, what was the best thing? And we did all kinds of stuff over our 2 weeks there. And he's like, going to the NHL office. Like, that was the thing for him. Although, even though he was mad at me, when we were going into New York, he wanted to bring his hockey skates with him because he wanted to skate at Rockefeller Plaza. And we're like, okay, that's not going to happen, buddy. We got to book that ahead of time. And then it turns out there's a rink right outside of the NHL office in New York. And,
oh, really?
He could have skated right at it, right outside the store.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's a little mini rink. They have a mini Zamboni that goes around on it, like a golf cart size Zamboni that drives around and does the ice.
Yeah.
But they had a little tiny rink there. He's like, oh, yeah, you could have skated on it. And then my son looked at me and said,
oh, no.
See, Dad?
That's so heartbreaking. And it's open to the public as well.
I don't know exactly how it works. Like, it's there. I think you can. Yeah, I think people can actually go skate on it.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. That's such a fun experience. Like, I've been to the Toronto offices. I've never been to the New York offices, though, but they look pretty cool. Pretty neat.
they moved their office, which I found out. We were in New York a few years or like years ago, probably 6-7 years ago, and we stumbled across the NHL store. So this trip we said we have to go to the NHL store because my son's gonna love that. So we walked to where it used to be, and that's where the MLB store is, and it was like 40 blocks the other direction. So we started walking to it. We got to it eventually. And then went, maybe we'll take an Uber back to Times Square.
Yeah. That's like the thing about New York is like you can walk so far in one direction and then you're just like, I'm exhausted. Like that was so tiring. Right. But a game at MSG actually is on my bucket list. I've never worked a game there, but it's pretty iconic.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, I'd love to experience that as well. I appreciate so much you taking like a half hour out of your night to chat, Kaylee. I feel like next time I'm in Toronto, hopefully we can actually like maybe do this in person.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Awesome. Where can people find you on social media and all the work you're doing?
For personal, it's just my name at Kaylee Sibley on X, Instagram, TikTok, and then always on the Sportsnet accounts as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I can't wait to follow along with everything else you're doing.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.